Unit 62 です。Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. And now I'm to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Henry Crawford. Please, pleased, pleasant, pleasure. 正解は B の pleased です。
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. And now I'm pleased to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Henry Crawford.
I'm pleased to 何々で何々を喜んでするという意味です。これはスピーチの冒頭のセリフですね。パート4で出てくるタイプです。ではこれ練習してみましょう。Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. この部分を10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today.Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today.Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today.Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today.
次は、And now I'm pleased to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Henry Crawford. この部分を10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
And now I'm pleased to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Henry Crawford.And now I'm pleased to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Henry Crawford. And now I'm pleased to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Henry Crawford. And now I'm pleased to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Henry Crawford.And now I'm pleased to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Henry Crawford. And now I'm pleased to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Henry Crawford. And now I'm pleased to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Henry Crawford.And now I'm pleased to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Henry Crawford. And now I'm pleased to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Henry Crawford. And now I'm pleased to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Henry Crawford.
今度は We are pleased to を使った例文聞いてください。
We are pleased to inform you that your application has been approved.
We are pleased to inform you なんで喜んでお知らせしますという意味になります。これは2つに分けて練習しましょう。まずは We are pleased to inform you この部分を5回練習してください。どうぞ。
We are pleased to inform you. We are pleased to inform you.We are pleased to inform you. We are pleased to inform you. We are pleased to inform you.
次に That your application has been approved. この部分を5回練習してください。 どうぞ。
That your application has been approved. 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 That your application has been approved.
次は通しで5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
We are pleased to inform you that your application has been approved. We are pleased to inform you that your application has been approved. We are pleased to inform you that your application has been approved. We are pleased to inform you that your application has been approved. We are pleased to inform you that your application has been approved.
Be pleased with something では何々に満足しているという意味になります。
The marketing manager was pleased with the sales figures.
今のところでは pleased with the sales figures なんで売上の数字に満足しているという意味になります。ではこの例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
The marketing manager was pleased with the sales figures. The marketing manager was pleased with the sales figures.The marketing manager was pleased with the sales figures. The marketing manager was pleased with the sales figures. The marketing manager was pleased with the sales figures. The marketing manager was pleased with the sales figures.The marketing manager was pleased with the sales figures. The marketing manager was pleased with the sales figures. The marketing manager was pleased with the sales figures. The marketing manager was pleased with the sales figures.
Please, what?どうぞとかお願いしますっていう時によく使われる語です。また動詞で使われる場合は人を喜ばせる、満足させるという意味になります。
My boss is hard to please.
Hard to please で満足させるのが難しい。なかなか満足しない。そういう意味になります。ではこの例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
My boss is hard to please.My boss is hard to please. My 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 boss is hard to please.My boss is hard to please. My boss is hard to please. My boss is hard to please.
Pleasant は気持ちの良い、楽しい、感じの良いという意味の形容詞です。
It was pleasant to sit in a sidewalk cafe and watch people walk by.
It was pleasant で楽しかった、そういう意味になります。ではこの例文2つに分けて練習しましょう。まずは It was pleasant この部分を5回練習してください。どうぞ。
It was pleasant. It was pleasant. It was pleasant. It was pleasant. It was pleasant.
次に To sit in a sidewalk cafe and watch people walk by.この部分を5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
To sit in a sidewalk cafe and watch people walk by. to sit in a sidewalk cafe and watch people walk by. To sit in a sidewalk cafe and watch people walk by. To sit in a sidewalk cafe and watch people walk by. To sit in a sidewalk cafe and watch people walk by.
最後に通しで5回練習してください。どうぞ。
It was pleasant to sit in a sidewalk cafe and watch people walk by.It was pleasant to sit in a sidewalk cafe and watch people walk by. It was pleasant to sit in a sidewalk cafe and watch people walk by. It was pleasant to sit in a sidewalk cafe and watch people walk by.It was pleasant to sit in a sidewalk cafe and watch people walk by.
Pleasure は喜び、楽しみという意味の名詞です。例文聞いてみましょう。
It is my great pleasure to introduce our keynote speaker, Mr. Jonathan Lamming.
It is my pleasure. それは私の喜びです。という意味です。It is my pleasure to introduce で I'm pleased to introduce とほぼ同じ意味になります。スピーカーを紹介している場面、よくパート4で使われるものですけれども、そういったタイプのスピーチに出てくる表現です。 I'm pleased to introduce、 It is my pleasure to introduce、 両方とも覚えておいてください。では、 It is my great pleasure to introduce が入った例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
It is my great pleasure to introduce our keynote speaker, Mr. Jonathan Lamming. It is my great pleasure to introduce our keynote speaker, Mr. Jonathan Lamming.It is my great pleasure to introduce our keynote speaker, Mr. Jonathan Lamming. It is my great pleasure to introduce our keynote speaker, Mr. Jonathan Lamming.It is my great pleasure to introduce our keynote speaker, Mr. Jonathan Lamming. It is my great pleasure to introduce our keynote speaker, Mr. Jonathan Lamming.It is my great pleasure to introduce our keynote speaker, Mr. Jonathan Lamming. It is my great pleasure to introduce our keynote speaker, Mr. Jonathan Lamming.It is my great pleasure to introduce our keynote speaker, Mr. Jonathan Lamming. It is my great pleasure to introduce our keynote speaker, Mr. Jonathan Lamming.
新TOEICの急所です。パート4のスピーチはややフォーマルなものが入っています。I'm pleased to introduce とか It's my pleasure to introduce という表現よく出てきます。このようなフレーズはショートトークの冒頭の部分で出てくるんで、それが聞こえてきたら、あ、これは人を紹介している場面なんだなということがわかります。それがわかっていると、ショートトークの内容を理解する助けになります。以上、ユニット62でした。